everyone. Welcome to the Still Parents podcast, supported by Globals. Make some noise. It is Baby Loss Awareness Week, and it's day two. We are here every single day with a few mini episodes. So thank you very much to everyone who had a little listen to Monday's episode and our strange game at the end. Because we didn't realise just how many different awareness days, weeks and months that the...
Awareness Day bingo.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, loads. But like I was saying... I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate because ultimately there were ones on there that we didn't know of.
Yeah.
But had we have experienced that ourselves, then we would know about
course,
it.
Yeah. When,
and going back to what you were saying in episode one
if you're
not associated with anybody or if you're not associated with baby loss yourself, you wouldn't know. Absolutely, you wouldn't know.
We are joined by a guest on today's short episode. It's Ryan Palmer, who actually is going to be joining us in just a few weeks, isn't it?
22nd of October.
For a full episode as well. Evening, Ryan, how are you?
Good evening, gents. All good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. So Ryan actually joined our Ryan on Heart Breakfast last week.
Yeah,
a little trip down to London with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden.
Absolutely.
So how was that anyway?
Pretty good. Yeah, enjoyable. Nice to be able to go and do something that... You're very different to the norm.
There's one photo which really made me laugh.
Starstruck you were when you
Ryan. Ryan put a photo in our group and everyone's there. And then you're sort of... I almost replied to it because it kind of looked like you'd been... You know when someone's been told off and they're sort of stood there? It was either that or Holden was trying to have a cheeky tickle.
it was interesting.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Ryan. It's day two. It's Tuesday for Baby Loss Awareness Week. What does the week mean for you? That's different from any other day maybe of the year in terms of what you've been through.
It's a weird one because obviously we're not in a position to be able to spend time with our children every single day. So Baby Loss Awareness Week, I suppose, is just a week where we get the opportunity to really be on the front line of making sure that everyone knows who our children are, that they have a place in the world. And even though they're not with us every single day, it just means that we have an opportunity to really make sure people know their names and that they're still a big part of everyone's family. So we lost last August. It's our second baby loss awareness week of such.
Do you dread this week coming up or are you embracing it or is it something you just want to get over and done with?
I don't know. It's a weird one. It's not something I dread as such, if you like, but it's nice to have that opportunity. It's weird because sometimes you feel like, oh, am I speaking about it too much? Am I posting too much about losing? But it's sort of like a week where you don't need to feel bad, or there's no excuse why you shouldn't.
That's interesting.
That's an interesting.
So would you? So I'm guessing during times then you felt that you've maybe posted too much because it's no one else's bloody business, is it? Like you can post about whatever you want, whenever you want.
I think it's a weird one because I think it's only because our son isn't here more than anything. And when having conversations with people, I almost, as bad as it sounds, it's like, do I bring it up? Do I mention it? Because you don't want to have that conversation or you think, am I posting too much about quite a sad thing? But then you have to realise that the only difference between my child and everyone else's has them is our child isn't actually on earth, if you like.
So with that in mind, how can your friends, maybe people who are maybe not entirely sure on how and when and what words to use approaching you, how can your friends help during a week like this, but all the time? But this is the point of the week, isn't it? It's the awareness.
I mean, it's just, I've done wrong. A lot of my friends have been really good anyway, and they understand the situation and are more than sort of comfortable around it. But it's sometimes where you feel like, oh, can I post that again? I posted yesterday about this, or I spoke yesterday about this to this group of people. It's just, sometimes it's nice when they make you feel really comfortable and relaxed and they ask about it. And sort of they recognise dates and times of the year, like his birthday or his Christmas and stuff, and they ask questions. Instantly it makes you feel comfortable because they're asking.
I get exactly what you're saying there about posting things, or you see things online, or, you know, and you, I don't know, retweet or whatever it may be, is that you feel like you're becoming a bit of a burden to people, don't you? Because you're constantly looking at things that interest you. I say interest, and I use that term really loosely because it's not like you can be interested in.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Baby loss as such, but they're interesting because there might be something useful or educational on there that helps you with your own grieving process.
Did you guys ever feel that then? Similar to what Ryan's just been talking about.
I did,
But I must admit, I suppose I'll go a bit the other way. Not that I throw it down people's throats, but I must admit, I don't give a shit now. I just go ahead and post, and I because I come from talking about Cali.
This is a longer, so you're in your eighth year now.
Yeah, seven. So, but I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about her, and I will talk about her, and I'll talk about the subject because I come from an education point of view, and I try and show people that this is a normal conversation to have.
Mm. Absolutely. And I think maybe something is the time.
Yeah, it's a time. So it probably is a time thing. I would say it's a time thing.
Come comfortable with it.
And it's like anything, like I said, even if I offend someone now, but this is my life.
Yeah.
Like it's Ryan's life. This is my life. So if you don't like me, block me. No problem.
Yeah.
Rolled on through.
You can tell he said that a few times, isn't he? He just rolled off the tongue.
Yeah. Do you know what though? He's right, because ultimately it's I've said that to people before. If you don't like it, scroll on past.
I'm not
asking you to comment on anything. I'm not asking you to, you know, if there was an option for me to put something on social media and turn the comments off, which actually isn't that easy, which it should be easy, I would happily put things on social media and turn the comments off. I'm not looking for...
No.
It's true, isn't it? I think, I know you're not a fan, Percy Ryan, of Ricky Gervais, but he did a perfect example of this, that whole world of social media. And he goes, it's like saying when you go into... I can't remember, the joke that he did was along the lines of, it's when you go into a supermarket and you see a little... You know, you got the bulletin board, haven't you? And someone's put piano lessons available. Someone complains, I don't fucking want them! You didn't have to phone me.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And... We have an obsession as a human race, don't we?
Yeah.
That we take offence to things, even if they don't affect us.
Yeah.
And, I've had people before, I vaguely really remember one ex-friend said to me once about putting things on social media.
Ex-friend.
And notice the word ex, because ultimately, I couldn't give a shit what you say, Sunshine.
Yeah.
I'm going to put on there whatever I want to put on there.
Yeah.
So there you go. I think today's lesson on the Baby Loss Awareness Week Tuesday episode is just to write what the hell you want.
Absolutely right.
Ryan Palmer, thank you very much for joining us shortly, and we're very much looking forward to getting you on for a full episode. Are you coming in? Are you going to be joining in the studio?
Yeah, are we coming in?
Fantastic.
We always like a guest in here, don't we?
Fantastic, yeah. I think it's the guest's turn to bring the beer, though.
As long as Ryan allowed me again. I suppose
so. As long as you don't bring me any flyers for them dodgy clubs that you were desperate to get into.
Where'd you find that?
I'll leave my home on that day.
Find it in a phone box. So thank you very much. This was Tuesday's show of the Still Parents Podcast during Baby Loss Awareness Week. You can find us online, stillparentspodcast.co.uk, and our Instagram as well, Still Parents Podcast. We will be back tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers, gents. Take care.
Bye-bye. We'll